In the sacred scriptures, there's a passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, which reflects what Ukrainians say. They say, hope is the last thing that dies in a person's life. But as long as you have hope, you have both purpose and possibility. And the verse in Thessalonians is this, because St. Paul is speaking about the loss of a loved one and says, I do not want you to grieve like others who have no hope. We have to grieve, but we have a hope rooted in a God who conquered death itself, who told us, the world will tell you violence and power and authority are powerful. But Jesus tells us service, dedication, and love are the most powerful forces on this planet. And isn't it unusual that some of us like to worry a lot? And the illusion is, if I'm worrying, I'm doing something. I'm worried about my husband, my wife, my job, my children, my grandchildren. I'm worried. Well, don't you have any hope at all? Worrying, they used to say, is interest paid on trouble before it's due. And sometimes we can worry so much and expend so much effort on things that will never happen. Instead, wouldn't it be wonderful if we say, I do grieve and I do worry, but as a person who has hope that the Lord God promised me, and I believe in His promises to be with us until the end of time, that He offered us the consolation, if you pray, God will answer your prayer. Knock and the door will be opened. Ask and you shall receive. So we as Christians can worry. We can think about the future and we should plan for it. But in all that stuff, let's do it as people of faith. I offer my unknown future into the hands of a God who has carved me into the palm of His hand. St. John Chrysostom used to say, the wounds in Jesus' hands and feet and side were like little mouths saying, this is how much I love you. If I have conquered the evil that was done to me, you can conquer all the things that make you worry. So worry and grieve, but don't do it like people who have no hope. Do it as people who trust in God and understand God will lead you through turbulent times, through the valley of the shadow of death, and do not fear. And do not put any more down payments on things that may never happen. Slava Iisusu Christu. Amen.